I love this message. I love what we've read in our father's love diary that he has written for us. I truly believe that if the body of Christ can come to understand what it is, that salvation is not selfish but selfless. I love how you tied it all down to Christ showing the example of what it is to be selfless. Here is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. As he said to Peter, do you not think that I can call down legions of angels if I wanted to? But what I do because it is our Father's will. So I love this because, see, we have too many people within the body of Christ. I believe without a doubt they truly, truly love the Lord. I am honestly believe that there are many who love the Lord, but they lack the knowledge, as our Father said. They lack the knowledge and the understanding of what this is really all about. This is not about themselves. This is not about how to be a better person. This is not about how to be blessed. We are already blessed. Our eyes, our hearts, and our minds have been opened to see and receive His truth. We are already rich in the rich righteousness of Christ and in His glory and in His mercy and grace. We are already in the promised land because of what Christ did on the cross. We could claim that victory in our everyday life, in every area of our life. And this is the problem with the body of Christ, because it's all about me, 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 me. And Jesus showed that, as you pointed out incredibly in the Word of God, how it's never been about Him, that it was always about His Father's will, our Father's will. I even love how you tied in where, when He was young, how He said, why are you searching for me, mother? Because I'm about my Father's business. We all, as His children, need to be about our Father's business. Amen. So I love this. I mean, I wish every born-again believer can hear what was being said today through the Holy Spirit, through you, Larry, about how salvation is not about being selfish but selfless, because this is not our home. This is our workplace. You know, we're not here to be comfortable and complacent. We are to rest, but the rest is in the completed work of Jesus Christ, because He accomplished it all. He says it is finished. So the work we do now, we do as laborers of His love, because the harvest is full. And because we're so in love with Him, because He's so in love with us, because of the relationship we had, which you touched on every aspect. So this, to me, was such a blessing. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Larry.
Amen. Thank you. And, you know, John, we discussed what we were going to do for Saturday. What was that, Thursday morning? I said I didn't know what I was going to talk about. And, I mean, that's how the Holy Spirit has worked in my life. It doesn't take much. It really doesn't. I mean, it doesn't, it's time-wise. But during our conversation, John, remember, that was the seed of this whole message, what we talked about in our conversation. That kind of nudged me enough to say, okay, this is where I'm to go with this message. And it all came down between Thursday morning and last night. All these verses were put together. So it's God has done a beautiful work this morning in this message. I mean, it's all about God. I mean, it was all His work. So, Pastor Jeff, thank you for your kind words. And I know it wasn't just about kindness, but you blessed me as well with your words. And everyone who participated, of course, I feel completely blessed by this call. Anything else that needs to be said before we close in prayer?
That's why I sort of wanted to know when you were posting it, because I was very disappointed I couldn't make it, and I know we discussed this, Larry, so thank you.
Amen. Amen, John. I love you, brother. I love you, Jack. I love you, Walt. Mom needed to go somewhere. She didn't leave us very long, but she was on for most of the call. Anyway, God bless everybody. Pastor Jeff, could you close us, please?
Father, we thank you. We acknowledge according to your word that where two or more are gathered, that you are there. We are gathered spiritually, so we thank you, our Spirit Father, as your Spirit children, that we love you so very much. We thank you that you are not giving up on us, that you are continuing every day in that molding process, in that transformation process into the image of your Son, our Lord, our Savior, our King, our everything, Jesus. And Lord, yes, we really need to, Holy Spirit, please write this upon our hearts and our mind, that we will go forth as one that is Holy Spirit ablaze, sharing this truth that it's not about us, but it's about Christ in us. You, Lord Jesus, reigning in our hearts, our souls, and our mind, that we can and we will accomplish all things, greater things. As you said, Lord Jesus, why do we marvel at you when we will be doing greater things? And it's not because of we, but because of you living in us. So we thank you that we are willing to pick up our cross. We are willing to deny ourselves. We are willing to understand that we are foot washers. We are here to serve others, to love them, to pray with them, to be used by you, to be an instrument of you, to be a vessel of you, Lord. Not Jeff, not Larry, but you, Jesus. And how incredible and awesome that is, that you, the creators of the heavens and the earth, the Alpha to the Omega, that you would want to live in me and use me. Lord, I don't understand, but I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that you are using each and every one. I speak blessings into every person that's listening to this, that the word that went forth here shall not return void, that it shall be implanted in each and one life, in our hearts, in our minds, that we would take this message to the streets. And everywhere we go, to our families and our friends and our associates, and tell them, no, it's not about you. It's about Christ in you, what Christ is willing to do in you, that we will help the church to be on one accord, one mind, one spirit, one love, you, Jesus, to do what you have called us to do. We thank you, Lord, for using Larry. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for being here right now. Father God, I speak into each and everyone's life that they should go forth from today in such a way that they know without a doubt that it's you and only you doing things through them, all for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, thank you, Pastor Jeff. Thank you, everybody that participated, that listened, and was joined us this morning. God bless every one of you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Love you. God bless you.
Yep.
Bye.